Cliff, we touched on this a little bit in the first hour where we talked about the shape of the universe. But, you know, we're talking about, you know, dark matter, dark energy. Nobody really knows what's going on in that arena yet. Picture the strip, of course, in a warped fashion. Will that help find these parallel worlds that might exist out there?
Well, I think the Mobius strip sort of opens up your mind to all these possibilities. And so when astronomers are thinking about the universe and the possible shapes it can take, they do think about Mobius strip and something called a Klein bottle, which is a higher dimensional version of a Mobius strip. But, you know, as we said, you know, the idea of parallel universe is really a majority view of physicists. And there's many different types of parallel universes. My two favorites are, one is called the it's a Hugh Everett. He said it's a multi-worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics. That's it. He said that every instant in time, the universe has a decision. It branches. So if you make one decision or another decision, or an electron moves one way or another way, the universe branches and there's two universes, and then on and on and on. That's one type of multiple universe, the many worlds interpretation, we call it.
Sure.
The other one is that I like is, the jury's not out whether the universe is finite or infinite, but if it's infinite, and many physicists believe that it is, that means that there's an identical copy of our universe, our visible universe, somewhere else. That means you and I are having this conversation somewhere else in the universe with maybe slight differences. Again, this is all part of real physics theory.
Well, you know, let's look at it in terms of extra dimensions as well. What's your take on alien life if there are parallel worlds?
Well, alien life is a very good topic, and I've actually written a whole book on the science of aliens. To me, alien life must be everywhere, because we see on Earth that life exists in the most diverse, bizarre environments. You know, we find life miles under the Earth in darkness or in ice or even in living in boiling water. So it says that what's possible in nature tends to be realized. Now, the question of whether the alien life in our, you know, visible universe is spacefaring and intelligent, that's another story which I'm not certain about, because we see on Earth you don't have to be intelligent to do very well, right? Intelligence is not inevitable. Let's say there's 50 billion species that arose on Earth, and only one of them, us, acquired technology. And if you think about, you know, the animals that are most successful, it's not even really the mammals. You know, 95% of the species are invertebrates. So those are animals without backbones. So if you look at the Earth and you say, who's the most successful? Maybe the rats and beetles are, you know, more successful than us. So,
well, though it would be exciting, I think, to find any kind of life out there, if not our solar system, throughout the universe. At the same time, I want to see the kind of life we have. I want to see these beings out there. I want to see what people have described as extraterrestrial. That's what I want out there.
Yes, I think that's what we all want to see. And, of course, if the universe were infinite, like we were talking about these parallel universes theories, then there's guaranteed to be intelligent aliens like us. The question is, are they close enough to get to us, or do they have the technology enough to get to us through wormholes and other advanced ways? That's a fascinating question. But technology is evolving so rapidly. We see it in our own lives, you know, just our own lifespans. Who knows what's going to happen by the end of the century? And if we can say that about us, think about what alien life might evolve technologically. We could hardly fathom it.
Well, let's picture the Mobius strip in a black hole. Would that work if it had that kind of look to it?
Well, the Mobius strip, I think, what it tells us most to be alert for is this idea of a space that mirror reverses. That's what scientists and astronomers use it for mostly when thinking about the universe. Again, this is that idea that if you took a creature embedded in a Mobius strip and had the creature float through the Mobius strip all around and come back, they would be mirror reversed. And so scientists say, you know, there's many possible shapes our universe could take. It could look like a donut, for example, or it could look like a Möbius strip. And there might be various ways of testing that, but one way of testing this orientation reversion thing is if you could send someone out in space, they'd come back mirror reversed. And what might that mean for their lives? Could they read type, or would it all be backwards? Would they be able to digest food because all their enzymes would be mirror reversed? So the handedness of the molecules in our body is even something I discuss in the book, and something that would be very essential to biochemistry.
I sometimes equate, Cliff, Hollywood with some of the things I talk about, because it's easy to visualize when you talk about a specific film or show. And I can remember The Twilight Zone very well, and the one segment where this family lost their little girl, somehow in the dead of darkness, she fell into another dimension by her bed. And the entire program was trying to find her. I mean,
did you know that was on today?
No, you're kidding me.
It was amazing. I even watched it. They talked about the fourth. Yes, there's a Twilight Zone marathon going on TV.
I love it.
And these people lost their girl in the bedroom because she's managed to go through a wall and slip into the fourth dimension. And the plot was basically trying to rescue her and find her. But the fourth dimension has intrigued people for a long time. And if your listeners want to try to visualize it, if you look at the ceiling of a room, you'll see three lines coming out of the corner. Each line is perpendicular to the other two. But if you want to imagine, try to imagine a fourth line perpendicular to the other three, that's what scientists really require in setting up a mental construct of four dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the 19th century, there is an astronomer named Zöllner who believed in ghosts from the fourth dimension. And he was with an American medium, Henry Slade, who said, look, I have access to the fourth dimension because I can tie knots in a loop of string. And that's something I wouldn't be able to do in a closed loop without having access to a higher dimension where I could lift it up and knot it. So they were giving this guy Slade all types of tests to see if he could access higher dimensions, like unlocking two wooden rings or turning a clockwise snail shell into a counterclockwise one, which is something you could do if you could rotate in the higher dimensions. And though this guy couldn't seem to do all these tricks, he seemed to do enough of them to get this astronomer named Zöllner all excited and write articles about him.
Well, do you believe that there are many other dimensions?
I personally think that the idea of other dimensions is something that we are going to find. We talked about string theory, which uses higher dimensions. But also, you know, if you think of parallel universes of higher dimensions, there's all kinds of theories just breaking this year and last year that says our world is just one membrane, sort of a three-dimensional membrane floating next to other membranes, which are parallel universes.